Hachette Audio presents Ithaca. Written by Claire North. Read by Katrin Walker Booth.
Chapter 1. Teodora is not the first to see the raiders, but she is the first to run. They come from the north, by the light of the full moon. They do not burn any lanterns on their decks, but skim across the ocean like tears down a mirror. There are three ships, carrying some 30 men apiece, coils of rope set by the prow to bind their slaves, oars barely tugging the sea as the wind carries them to shore. They give no cries of war, beat no drums, nor blow trumpets of brass or bone. Their sails are plain and patched, and had I power over the stars, I would have willed them shine a little brighter, that the heavens might be eclipsed by the darkness of the ships, as they obstructed the horizon. But the stars are not my domain, nor do I usually pay much attention to the dealings of little people in their sleepy villages by the sea, save when there is some great matter afoot that might be turned by a wily hand, or when my husband has strayed too far from home. It is therefore without celestial intervention that Teodora, lips inclining towards those of her maybe lover, thinks she catches sight of something strange upon the sea. The few fisherwomen who ride the night are all known to her, and their prows are nothing like the shapes she glimpses in the corner of her eye. Then Dares, a young fool, certainly more foolish than she, catches her by her chin and pulls her deeper into his embrace, hand fumbling somewhat impertinently for her breast, and she has other things on her mind. Above the village, a torch gutters upon the cliffs. It has been only briefly raised, a guide in the night to show these raiders where to go. Now its work is done, and the figure who has held it retreats down the hard stone path towards the inland slumber of the isle, feeling no compunction to stay and witness his work. It would be fair of this fellow to think himself unseen, save by his allies. The hour is late, and the hot day had faded to a cool, slumbering dark, suitable for vast snoring and dreamless sleep. How little he knows. In a cave above the shore, a queen in rags and dirt looks out onto the night, the blood still sticky on her hands, and sees the raiders come, but does not think they come for her. So she does not call out to the village below, but cries for her lover, who is dead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?